a deal. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. A tentative settlement reached for families of victims of last year's deadly condo collapse in South Florida.
Victims and survivors of the Surfside condo collapse have reached a settlement with insurance companies, developers, contractors, and engineers for $997 million. An attorney said the amount could go higher than $1 billion if they reach an agreement with one additional company. 98 people were killed when the Champlain Tower South condo collapsed last June. Miami-Dade County Judge Michael Hansman said he was shocked by this result, saying what has been done for the victims of this tragedy is remarkable and far in excess of what he anticipated. It comes after a hearing earlier this year in which the judge approved a smaller settlement over the property losses, but the loss of life had not been addressed until now. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Vice President Harris blasting Republicans after the Senate failed to advance a measure that would have protected abortion access in all 50 states.
What we are seeing around this country are extremist Republican leaders who are seeking to criminalize and punish women for making decisions about their own body.
The measure failed on a 51-49 vote, with West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin voting with Republicans. At a fundraiser in Chicago this evening, President Biden says the draft decision on Roe versus Wade leaked earlier this month could mean the court will later go after same-sex marriage, contraception, and other rights. A toddler's parents face criminal charges in Northern California over the child's suspected drug-related death.
The apartment where 15-month-old Charlotte Frostick was found unresponsive was littered with fentanyl, packaged and unpackaged, and drug paraphernalia.
We found it strewn throughout the bedroom as well as on the bed where the child was sleeping.
Santa Rosa Police Sergeant Christopher Mahurin says up to 3 grams of fentanyl was found. As little as 2 milligrams can be deadly.
Fox's Lisa Brady. America is listening to Fox News.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Congressional Republicans are demanding answers and action on the infant formula shortage.
The White House says it's taking steps to boost the supply. But Republican Senator Mitt Romney sending a letter to the FDA and USDA about a lack of action or even a strategy. He charges they have a dual responsibility to ensure safe baby formula and prevent supply shortages when a crisis arises. GOP Rep. Elise Stefanik agrees.
We want to make sure that there is a plan, and we have seen no plan from Joe Biden or the FDA.
The shortage exacerbated by a formula recall earlier this year and 2 infant deaths that may have been caused by bacteria. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
A new study links how many hurricanes form worldwide to air pollution levels. The study from NOAA says cleaner air in Europe and the United States is helping trigger a dramatic increase in the number of Atlantic hurricanes. And at the same time, dirtier air in China and India means fewer tropical cyclones in the Pacific. That's because pollution that's emitted there that make it hard to breathe and see cools the air. Another recall for Hyundai involving a fuel hose leak that can cause fires.
Hyundai is recalling more than 215,000 Sonata sedans from the 2013 to 2014 model years, many of which were recalled in 2020 for the same problem. Documents posted by U.S. safety regulators point to a low-pressure fuel hose that can crack over time due to heat from the engine that can cause fuel leaks and increase the risk of fire. In the 2020 recall, dealers inspected the hoses and replace them if they were damaged. If not, heat-resistant tape was installed. This time, all of the faulty hoses will be replaced. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Wall Street stocks fell again, led by more drops in technology companies and the inflation report. The Dow lost 326, the Nasdaq minus 373, the S&P off 65. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.